66-year-old Edward Markey, with the help of thousands of volunteers who turned out votes for him in the state's liberal bastions and blue-collar cities, handily defeated Republican political newcomer Gabriel Gomez.
This victory belongs to you. It belongs to your families. I am deeply humbled, and I am profoundly grateful. Thank you so much.
Senator-elect Markey addressed a cheering crowd at the Park Plaza Hotel in Boston Tuesday night. His speech was broadcast live on New England Cable News. The new senator-elect spent most of his 10-minute speech thanking supporters.
And I hope to make you proud that for every day that I serve in the United States Senate, that I have honored the vote and the work that you did that makes it possible for me to stand here tonight as your next United States Senator.
Markey noted that he's the son of a milkman from blue-collar Malden, Massachusetts. He was the first in his family to go to college. Markey worked on an ice cream truck to help pay his way through law school.
I am a son of Malden, but I do not go to occupy a seat in the Senate. I go there to stand for you, to speak for you, to seek change that lifts up your families and your future. And to everyone in this state, regardless of how you voted, I say to you tonight, this is your seat in the United States Senate.
Markey pledged to work to create jobs in Massachusetts in the field of clean energy. Markey, who has represented an Eastern Massachusetts congressional district for 37 years, is the longest-serving member of the U.S. House to make the jump to the Senate. He said he will try to break the partisan gridlock in Washington that has frustrated many.
I will seek consensus wherever possible. Like you, I am tired of gridlock. But I will never compromise on our principles.
Markey scored resounding victories throughout the Berkshires and western Massachusetts hill towns. He won in Springfield and liberal strongholds such as Northampton and Amherst. Gomez carried many of the suburban and rural communities between Springfield and Worcester. More than a million fewer votes were cast Tuesday than in the last special Senate election in 2010, when Republican Scott Brown upset Democrat Martha Coakley. The low turnout was blamed on several factors, including Markey's low-key campaign. Markey said his campaign had 15,000 volunteers who reached out either by telephone or in person to 3 million voters. His campaign spent about $8 million, roughly twice what his Republican rival spent. President Obama, the First Lady, Vice President Biden, and former President Clinton all came to Massachusetts to campaign for Markey. Gomez made note of what he said were the overwhelming odds his campaign faced when he apologized to his supporters on Tuesday for coming up short.
I mean, we were massively overspent. Yes. We went up against literally the whole National Democratic Party. And it's all its allies and the machine. But in the face of this great adversity, we could not have fought a better fight, and I couldn't be more proud to what we did.
Gomez, who said he called Markey and wished him all the best, gave no hint about his political future. Markey is expected to be sworn in early next month. His term will be for only 17 months, so he'll face re-election in 2014. The impending departure of Markey from the House will leave Congressman Richard Neal of Springfield as the dean of the state's House delegation. Neal said it is more than honorific.
It's an individual position that by custom and tradition means that you're the organizing point, that you are the one that does the greetings, you're the one that sets up visits with dignitaries, and that they will move through your office. For example, when the governor decides that he's would like to meet with a congressional delegation, that would be done through the behest of the dean's office.
Neal is serving his 25th year in the U.S. House. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.